This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Hello, we are live. It's Topic Thunder. This is an emergency podcast. It is Monday morning. I was very fortunate I don't have to go into work until this afternoon, so we could set this up. Fellas, I don't think we're going to make this a pod if we do. If you're listening via pod, I'm joined by Alex Roig and Cone. Dylan might be here. He's on the road. He came in and out.
He's doing his best.
But if you're, he's doing his best. We're all trying out here. But fellas, we got some news. The biggest free agency signing in OKC history has just dropped as of about 25 minutes ago. I didn't have a chance to pull it up. I will try to do that while I'm talking. But Isaiah Hartenstein is joining the Thunder, 3 years, $87 million. I think I saw something that the last year is like not guaranteed. I don't know what I don't know if that's supported yet or not. But the point is, we just landed a huge get in free agency. We are all the way back. Fellas,
never been
what
more
are we
back,
thinking?
Tyranny. We've never been more
we've
back.
We've never been more back.
I've been we beating so the Isaiah Hartenstein drum so heavily. People kept asking me, oh, who's the one guy you want? If you could get anyone free agency, it was always Isaiah Hartenstein. And we got him, man. It's so exciting. The Thunder really struggled in any moment that Chet wasn't on the court in the playoffs. Now we either have Chet Holmgren or Isaiah Hartenstein out there on the court. They can play together. He gives us actual size, physicality, is an amazing offensive rebounder. So we have that dimension to the team. Great passer as a big man. He shot the outside shot before, so it's not like he can't space the four if we really need him to try and shoot those shots. But he doesn't have to. He's also got gravity out there in the mid-range with his playmaking. We get somebody who can set big body screens. That is huge for the team, too, that I think people are overlooking. Some people are going to say it's an overpay. I don't – to get free agents to Oklahoma City, I'm cool with overpaying, especially because this is our only chance to have cap space. Like, we have to spend it now. We can't save it for later because we're bringing back Wiggins and Isaiah Joe. which shout out to those guys for getting deals. I'm sure we'll talk about that too. But yeah, yeah, we'll home run acquisition, if you ask me. Alex, you're muted.
Alex.
Amateur hour. My fault.
Good. It's early. It's early.
And I just
woke early.
So it may seem like an overpay, but if what Tierney said is correct, where like the last year is either partially guaranteed or non-guaranteed.
I'm not sure if that's confirmed yet.
But. Yeah, don't know if that's confirmed. But basically what the Thunder did was they paid a lot more of the money up front in the first 2 years in order to secure him. Because more than likely that third year, whenever Chet and Dub are coming up for extensions and their extensions hit, we are going to need to have that cap flexibility. And one of those ways is to go ahead and be like, hey, your third year is going to be partially guaranteed or non-guaranteed, but we're going to go ahead and give you most of the money up front. And so if that's what happened, that's another part, you know, that's another part of this deal that makes it so great.
Yeah,
this is the tweet real quick that I saw. It's from
Front loaded
from the New York Post, I think.
Yeah.
So don't know what the legitimacy of that is, but just to throw it out there. Sorry.
Yeah. So if the average is 29 million, I mean, if you could bump that up to like 32, 33 million over these next, 33 million this year, maybe 33 million next year, he gets most of his money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I again want to say, I don't think people realize how impact, like this is the biggest free agent the Thunder have ever signed. And this, maybe this is a shift. Like maybe the culture is changing in Oklahoma City. Like maybe we can actually get free agent sometimes now, because we don't usually get these types of guys. Like the energy felt different going into this year, this free agency. It felt like we had a legitimate shot. He was the guy, like the guy we were going after. It was reported yesterday that the Thunder met him in his hometown in Oregon to set up the deal. People were tracking the team planes. Like there was so much
that was crazy on
with that. And they got it done. The report is that they worked overnight to get this deal finalized. He left a really good spot with the Knicks, where he was the starting center on a team that was trying to compete for an Eastern Conference Finals berth, with Mitchell Robinson being hurt. They threw him still a good bit of money, not as much as we did. And that's part of the reason you throw him this money. You say you don't want any chance of him going back to the Knicks. You want to guarantee he comes to Oklahoma City, and he could be the missing piece for this team. And the crazy part is, like, we can still do more. Because we still can bring in players through trades. We didn't have to give up any of our picks to make this thing happen. We didn't have to give up any of our young players as assets. The Thunder still have all the ways in the world to produce if they need to create more space for moves. Mm-hmm. Like this could just still be the beginning. Give me Lauri Markkanen at this point. Why not?
Just do it.
Why not? Go for it.
Do all of the things. Yeah, the other things that we'll get to that in a second. I still want to. So I'm also curious about how the lineup is. Let's just say this is pretty much what we do in free agency. The starting five and then like the role players off the bench. I personally think that Caruso is in the starting five. I think other people might have other opinions on it. So it's like it's Shea, Caruso, Dort, J-Dub, and Chet, the starting five. And then you've got We just signed Wiggins and Joe, so we got those two guys. We got Kaysen, and then you got Hartenstein coming off the bench, and then you can like throw in, I don't know, like Jay Will or I don't know, Dylan Jones might be in there. I'm not really sure, but that backup five, that 10-man roster, I love a lot. The other thing I wanted to bring up, which I think Thunder Focus had it, which I thought was really interesting. Let me pull it up here. We have now, with Isaiah Hartenstein signed, top five players in the top 50 of BPM. It's Shea at number four, Isaiah at Hartenstein at 26 with plus 3.5, Chet at 29 with plus 3.4, Caruso at 43 with plus 2.5, and J-Dub at 48 with plus 2.4. The only other team with five players in the top 50, the Boston Celtics. So obviously the Celtics are still the favorites to for the title, but we with this signing, like we moved up there pretty high. I don't think we're close to the Celtics yet, but we're competing.
I mean, it's like, and the thing you have to think about too is the West is it's super open. Like the East, it feels like the Celtics are the powerhouse. You know, the Knicks and the Sixers are trying to compete with the moves that they've been making, although the Knicks losing Hartenstein is big. And the Sixers, of course, went out there and added Paul George last night. We'll see what else they do. But like the Western Conference, the Nuggets just lost KCP, which is a big deal. And they already lost in the second round this year. The depth is kind of scary over there for them. You know, the Mavericks are really good. They just added Najee Marshall, who's good, but they did lose Derek Jones Jr. And we were close to them. And Caruso and Hartenstein are massive acquisitions. You know, the Timberwolves are a good team, but the Thunder, I think, have the talent very clearly to compete with them. We added more size, which helps in a series against them. You know, the Grizzlies will be back, but we'll see. But the Thunder, there is a real chance OKC goes into next season as the favorites to win the Western Conference. There's a real shot at that happening. And if you said that like 2 years ago, people would have been like, whoa, are you for sure? With like Nuggets face and all these teams, like the Suns making those deals. It's crazy. I do feel like we should give Dylan his chance because I know he's on here and he's muted right now to go ahead and kind of cook for a moment. Dylan, are you there?
Papa.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, sir.
You're what good. Up, y'all?
What up?
It's a great day.
What a day.
It's a great day for Thunder fans, man. I mean, you guys have like hit all the talking points. Like, I'm just so excited, man. Like, obviously, like it started out great. We brought back Wiggs and Joe on like freaking bargains. Of course, signing Isaiah Hartenstein on the top of all that after hearing that Presti traveled all the way to Oregon to visit with him. I mean, if you travel to Oregon, I feel like, you know, you kind of have to sign with him. But yeah, man, it's crazy. It feels great to be able to say that the Thunder can sign free agents now. You know, we obviously have never been in that position. We haven't even been in that position where we can almost sign it, but hold on 1 second.
I think we're 100% now on Presti traveling to places and getting the guys. So just, you know,
travel to Utah next. Go meet up Lowry.
I don't know. Yeah, meet Presti Danny Ainge, I guess.
Presti has 100% hit rate whenever he travels to, you know, the Pacific Northwest to get a free agent.
We love it. But,
yeah, man, I'm just excited. I mean, I'm hyped. Obviously, I'm at work. I've got people yelling at me about where to put stuff.
It's a busy time. It's Monday morning.
He's happy though. He's happy.
We're all happy. We're happy here.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's going on, Thunder fans? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Jazz coming to you with another message from our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or online with one of our over 150 slot games. Just head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that is capital letters BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Sorry, y'all. I think we had some issues with the stream. Yeah. We're back.
StreamYard's, the tech is weird sometimes. I've had issues with that before when streaming. But yeah, we're back. We're still talking Isaiah Hartenstein. This is a podcast. The stream stopped on YouTube for some reason, so we're back.
Okay. I thought this new stream was because we got Markkanen. No, not yet.
That's at 4:03 p.m. Eastern later today. So be on the lookout for that one. Yeah,
gotcha.
That'll be scheduled.
since we had a switch here, let's just quickly talk about the other fellas that are now on the long-term roster. We will start with, let me pull it up, the man who saved basketball, Aaron Wiggins, has
a fantastic
deal for the Thunder. Mm-hmm. 5 years, $47 million. We declined his option to get this done. He's averaging like less than 10 a year. A great signing. I think someone, I forget who it was on Twitter, mentioned this. We could have done this deal next season still, and it would have been fine. But I think because we got it done this now, I think that probably factors into the price point.
Yeah.
So great job by Presti getting it done when he got to. And great for Wiggins getting paid. He deserves it. So
yeah, 55th overall pick, now making almost $10 million a year. Like that's a big time success story. And for how important Wiggins is, how good he is, this is huge for the team. I mean, we weren't sure how much he was going to get. I was expecting kind of between anywhere from like 12 to 15 mil for either one of these guys. And getting Wiggins back on less than $10 million a year, that's a hell of a deal for the Thunder. Like Wiggins is really, really impactful. And especially when with the new CBA, when you're going to be paying Chet and Shea and Dub a lot of money to get a role player like this back on a really cheap contract for 5 years too, which is going to go into that time when they're starting to get paid. This is a huge, huge deal for Presti to go ahead and take care of. And like you said, I think getting it done now as opposed to next year is a reason why the Thunder got the discount.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, another thing, and nobody wants to hear this right now at this moment because these are our guys. But next offseason, whenever Giannis demands a trade, you're going to need these types of contracts if you make a play for Giannis. You know, it can't just be Dort and that's it. You know, so you're going to need these mid-level contracts, you know, the Aaron Wiggins, Isaiah Joes, even Hartenstein, to lure somebody like that here. And so it adds to the flexibility. It adds to the, you know, to the cap flexibility for the Thunder moving forward, even if they're going to be strapped, you know, heading into the first apron here soon. It won't be this season, won't be next season, but you know, after that, we're definitely gonna be hitting those aprons. And so you need to have that flexibility to be able to move on to players, to get bigger and better players. And so that's the cost of being successful.
It is also worth mentioning that all of this has been done and not any of our war chest of draft picks has been used. Yep. I mean, like 5 seconds, I guess, when we did the
thing.
But that's, you know, very minute. We still have all of our first round picks. So yeah,
it's gonna be worth it whenever Dylan Jones becomes the next Draymond. So
it's true. Yeah.
Well, something else I want to note too. I mean, not only are we winning with this deal and the Isaiah Joe contract, Tierney, if you can pull that one up, which that one is also a really good deal for a sharpshooter in the NBA today. Like 4 years, $48 million, $12 million a year for Isaiah Joe. Amazing value, too,
huge
for the Thunder
value,
as well. To get a knockdown shooter like that, which you need in today's league in surplus, that's a massive pickup, too. But like Alex was saying, you know, we still have all of our picks, And in addition to winning with these two signings and Isaiah Hartenstein, like we talk about, you know, July 4th, 2016 being a bad day in Thunder history. July 1st, 2024 is going to go down as Thunder history as an amazing day. I mean, even like earlier on around 3 a.m., Paul George leaving for the Sixers. And now the Thunder have a swap next year, a first round pick, and another swap. Like, the Thunder have unbelievably valuable draft assets now with the Los Angeles Clippers picks going forward. So we want to talk about if we try and make a Lowry deal, or even if it isn't the Lowry deal like Alex was talking about, you know, Giannis or some big fish becomes available. We've got contracts that are tradable, and now some of the most valuable draft assets in the entire league going into the next few years. Like, this has been – I can't picture the Thunder winning a day more than this pretty much. Yeah. Timmy's got it pulled up.
The Al Baby Cakes tweet made me laugh so hard because it was like, hey, all these podcasts, you know, you're talking about we have an unprotected swap in 25 and a pick in 26. Just as a reminder, though, we also have the unprotected 27 swap for the Clippers because of the Harden deal. It was just like, let's just throw that on top. Yeah, the Clippers are in absolute shambles. Shout out Paul George, just making that pick so much better for the Lauri Markkanen trade that is surely going to be coming up. Those picks are immensely more valuable now. So
I want to add on, I'm pretty sure I saw that, I don't know how accurate this is, but I thought I saw that we still have like an $8 million exception as well to use. Yeah, okay. So we still have $8 million and a mid-level exception to use on another free agent. And there are some interesting names out there. I mean, a guy that I would kind of like is Haywood Highsmith from the Heat. He shot the ball decently this past season, a good defender. Caleb Martin is a name that was brought up as well as one of those guys, and some stuff, if we're not making a trade, like a signing like that would be interesting.
Anything that would weaken Miami would be beautiful, because their 25 pick is lottery protected. But then if that conveys to Miami, their 26 pick is unprotected.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting. So that's something else to keep in mind. It feels like those guys are probably leaving, but why not have them leave and also join Oklahoma City, you know? Like, help us out doubly. So those are a couple of names that I think are interesting in this market. But just know the Thunder aren't done yet somehow, which is mind-blowing that there is still more they can do to fill this roster out. And I want to give Presti credit, because I've been seeing so many people say, oh, there's no way the Thunder do anything. Like, Presti wouldn't do that, wouldn't do this. He's going for it. And the Thunder got a lot of flack at the deadline for not going all in, when now here in the offseason you have all this flexibility and they are going all in. Or not even all in, I guess, because they still have all the draft picks. But they've found a way to build a roster that's arguably it's in the conversations for best in the West, and all the assets are still here. So
Dylan had a great summary tweet of the offseason so far. I just wanted to throw this out here because we've done a lot already. It's like it just turned July. So traded Giddey for Caruso, already happened a while ago, but awesome role player, one of the best. Top five value for Topic at 12. Trades back for Dylan Jones. Trades in the second, gets AJ Mitchell. We now today signed Wiggins for 5 years, $47 million. Isaiah Joe for 4 years, $48 million. And now Hardenstein for 3 and $87 million. And then, like Cone said, we still have that $8 million mid-level exception. So not even close to done, but so much already done in this offseason. I don't know how you can't make Presti executive of the year. If he's not executive of the year next year, this is rigged. This has been a fantastic offseason for the guy.
Beautiful, beautiful man.
Shout awesome. That beautiful man. We appreciate him.
Yeah, man, it's
crazy, bro, to think about it. I think it's just now setting in how good we're going to be.
I don't think I've fully processed the how good the non-Chet minutes are going to be compared to what it was in Dallas. I mean, that's gonna be really in the playoffs.
That was one of the big killers in the playoffs. Yeah.
That's where we lost the Dallas series. Those, and then, you know, their role players making those all the corner threes.
Dude, that I think Cole put in our group chat that graphic of, like, I forget what it was. It was some sort of like pull up 3-point percentage or something, and like PJ Washington was 24%, something like
him
that.
Him and Derek Jones.
So that's one thing, but the non-Chet minutes are consistently going to be a problem before we got Isaiah Hartenstein, and we got him. It's going to be great.
Yeah, now you can. I see people in the chat are talking about the potential. Like, where does he go in the lineup? Like, do you start him? Do you put Chet at the four? What do you do? I think you probably still put Hartenstein off the bench. Although, I mean, we could see. I think there's a potential outcome where Chet, they try out some different starting lineups. And that's the beauty, too. Like, you can, even if you don't start them, you can still play them together in minutes where you need size. Like, if you're playing Minnesota and they got Gobert and Cat out there, you could roll out a Hartenstein-Chet lineup, and I think you'd be perfectly fine because they are both guys that are dynamic with the ball in their hands. They could do a little bit of everything. So it gives you – you have so much versatility with this team. Like, the Thunder – have switchable wings. They've got great defenders all over the place. Size now, too, in the front court. Like, that was the big thing people kept complaining about was the size. They got a guy in Hartenstein who is, again, like, this past season he averaged, I think it was 2 point something offensive rebounds per game. Let me check exactly. It is, I undersold it, 3.3 offensive rebounds a game this past season. Yeah.
How dare you?
I was thinking 2.1 for some reason. That was my fault, iHeart. That was less than even last season. Like, he went crazy this year. And people are going to look at the stats and be like, oh, did they pay too much for him? The stats aren't going to tell the full story with the impact he's going to bring to the table. So,
yeah, most
trying to find him on here.
Yeah, like, I think as far as like starting lineups, minute distributions, you know, it's still going to be Chet at the five to start. The beautiful thing about this move and about Caruso's move is that we have such flexibility with the rotation is that anything anybody throws at us, we can go ahead and throw something else back at them to where they have to change up. You know, last year we went small a lot of times. And so that made other teams have to adjust. And I think we're more able to do that now with Hartenstein, with Caruso, with the additions that we have on the team, Dylan Jones. I do think that we're going to be able to do that even more next season than we did last year.
Someone, Alex in the chat, brought up an interesting question too: the minute distribution and that Lou seems expendable. It is interesting if we bring, because I think someone else put this in the chat too. You know, $29 million a year for a guy off the bench is a little expensive. I don't know if I see Lou as expendable per se. I still think of him in the starting five as like a pretty solid position. But I am curious of like what you guys think about the how this is going to impact the distribution of minutes, because I think J Will minutes decline a lot.
Precipitously,
He's not the backup big anymore. I'm trying to think, like, I think that's pretty much it. Like, that's just off the top of my head. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I think his minutes decline. I think Kenrich, his minutes decline.
Oh, Kenrich, yeah. Yeah,
I think, and if you're looking for, if you're looking at the guard situation, like, I mean, you just replace Giddy with Caruso. And so as far as minutes distribution there, I don't think you're going to have too much of a change for like the six guard wings that we have with SGA, Dort, Caruso, Wiggins, Isaiah Joe, Cason Wallace. I don't think you're going to have too much of a change as far as the distribution of minutes. But it does start to become a little bit of too much as far as guards can be. And then, you know, possibly in the trade deadline or in the offseason next year, you may see some moves. But at this point, I don't think you have to do anything. You know, this is the same team that was the number one seed last year, and we added more players to it. So, you know, it's good to see it ride out and see what happens.
Yeah. This is a Thunder pod, but what, I mean, obviously this hurts the Knicks, but, and I think with the Mikal Bridges trade and re-signing OG, losing Hartenstein definitely feels like they're back down to like, and I guess with Paul George to Philly, it now feels like the Knicks are back to like the third in the East. Like it's Celtics, Philly.
It depends what they do. They've got to find someone else to be that backup big spot. To me, I think it's the Celtics at the top clearly, and then it's Knicks, Sixers, depending on what those two teams do for the rest of free agency. There's still time for both of them to fill out the roster, you know, add another backup big if you're the Knicks. The Sixers have to fill up still a number of roster spots because right now it's just Maxey, Embiid, Paul George, which is a crazy sentence to even say. It's crazy because this wasn't supposed to be like a wild free agency or anything like that, and it feels like it's been kind of insane. But those guys, Kelly Oubre, they brought back Drummond, Eric Gordon, like that's the roster at the moment. So they've still going to make some moves to fill out the rest of the roster. But yeah, I think it's probably those two teams, two and three behind the Celtics. And I guess we'll see what the Bucks do as well. So
The Bucks haven't done anything.
Yeah, they
don't really have a choice.
Which is hard because they really don't have anything they can do, you know?
Oh, yeah, Tobias to Detroit. I did see that, too.
Watch out now. Watch out.
Yeah. I tweeted out that I need Lowry Mark because, like, I think it was about 30 minutes or not even that before the Hartenstein news. I said, give me Isaiah Hartenstein now. And then he got announced. So I said, give us Lowry Mark and keep it going. And someone commented saying that this is the greed they speak of in the Bible. So if you're wondering how people are feeling about the Thunder at the moment.
I don't care. I'll be greedy. Give me Lowry. Oh, yeah.
Stay greedy. I saw someone tweet out like this isn't fair. Just that was it. That was their quote tweet of
this Isaiah morning. I think this was the manna from the heavens that they talk about in the Bible. That's what that was.
Yeah. Right. And the day just started. It's 11 a.m. We got a whole day ahead of us.
The week is ahead of us. Well, we have a whole week of.
I'm running off an hour of sleep. We're feeling good. We're doing great.
Hell yeah.
I do think. So this question right here. Do we expect to re-sign Caruso? I do think we still expect to re-sign him, you know, 6 months from now. But I don't think that we can give him any balloon payment this year because of the cap space that we use. So it'll be a straight like extension heading into next season. It won't be a balloon payment this year.
Yeah, we had $30.5 million to use, and we used 29 of it on Hartenstein. So
yeah. If not more, I mean, we say 29 because that's the average, but if they front-ended it, he may have gotten 33, 34.
It is front-ended, I believe. That tweet I put up earlier said it was front-loaded. So I don't know what number that actually is, but yeah, if it is front-loaded, we got definitely less to work with even more. So
he got the bag.
Yeah, that's huge for our flexibility, too, going forward to the extensions with the front-loading there. Like when Chet and Jadip start getting paid, we can kind of evaluate it. But I think Presti learned a lot from the way that last team kind of blew up because of CBA stuff with, like, you know, Harden, that whole situation. There was a reason I think Presti waited until now to kind of like go in where we knew what the new CBA looked like. And it feels like he's done a great job so far of navigating it and figuring out what moves specifically need to be made to make this team into potentially the best team in the Western Conference. Like, this is. When was the last time we had this good of a chance to, it was probably 2016 easily. It was the last time we had this good of a chance to win the Western Conference. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're seeing.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're seeing that with the Clippers, like in that, I don't remember who wrote it, but that big note they did about Paul George leaving, and they cited the CBA like five times being like, hey, we can't make a sign and trade work for Paul George because we're going to be locked up with CBA stuff. All the details, I don't really know. I mean, the point is that, like, they're kind of going through that right now where it's like, we can't keep this together because of all these restrictions and because that kind of all came together before we knew the new CBA rules. And now Presti's doing it after. So it's really good timing.
I think that's the beautiful thing of this new CBA is that I'm not saying that it helps small market teams, but you can't just continually spend your way to a championship. You know, eventually, you're going to run into those aprons. You're going to run into those roadblocks. And this is what keeps the league competitive. This is what brings, you know, that competitive fire, that the play-in tournament, all those different things, all those different factors make it to where teams, you know, you don't have a third of the league just tanking because they want the first pick. No, if they can still make the play-in, they can still make the playoffs, they're going to continue battling. And so I think it's starting to work. I think the CBA, everything that we've asked for as far as competition between small market, big market teams, I think it's starting to work. And this is what you're starting to see. You know, you're starting to see those big market teams be like, oh crap, you know, we can't make trades. We can't do this. We can't do that. And it's starting to work. It's a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to real quick, Brandon Raybar just put out, just to read off real quick, the updated Thunder roster now. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, Lu Dort, Alex Caruso, Isaiah Hartenstein, Cason Wallace, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Wiggins, Jay Will, Kenrich Williams, Usman Jang, Nikola Topic, and Dylan Jones is now the roster at the moment. And again, still moves potentially be made. We'll see, because we still have how many? Is
$8 million.
Is that the full roster spots. 1, 2, yeah. 3, 4. Okay.
That's 14. That's 14.
Six, I was going to say, okay, yeah. I was going to say, I don't think that's 15.
Yeah, we got one more.
Yeah, so we can just straight up sign somebody now for about $8 million, which is cool.
I love this. This is fun for podcasts too, because you can get so creative with all the different matchups you can mix in here. Like, you could, I think someone in the chat was, where was it? Cole was saying, do we go big with starters with Chet and iHeart? Like, yeah, you could definitely do that if you wanted to, depending on the lineup. You could also have them off the bench, like we were also talking about earlier. I think Anthony was mentioning bench or start. You could throw in like a really small, like good shooting starting five. You got like Shea, Caruso, Joe. I don't think you'd throw in Case in there, but like then like J-Dub and Chet, like that. That's a really fun five. There's a lot of different mix and match you can do with this, depending on the matchups, which in the playoffs is going to be so big. I love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, $8 million. I think Cone, you mentioned a few people. I have no idea
who else I know people don't want to hear this because it's, you know, it's not as good, it's not as juicy, but I think they give Keontae Johnson, you know, the two-way to regular player NBA contract.
Ooh. Okay, I can see that.
Sorry to disappoint everybody. it's not quite Lauri Markkanen or anybody else, but I think that's what we do.
I saw this. Alex in the chat says, call him the Harden Stone. That's what Hartenstein is in German. I love that. It's a great.
Bro, we gotta get shirts going. Hartenstein.
iHeart is a great name.
That's a great name. A lot of potential for branding.
Yeah, we have a lot of ideas. Put your ideas in the chat if you have an idea for Hartenstein. We have a lot to go off of, though.
A couple more names I could throw out there as well as like guys that could theoretically fit the Thunder spot if they want to go for it. Notable wing free agents. Nick Batum is someone that's still available. I don't know if he would go back to Philly. There was one guy reported that was a no yesterday, but then someone else said that it wasn't a no. So I don't know. Caleb Martin, like I mentioned, Kyle Anderson is still out there as well. I'm not super interested in Kyle Anderson. I don't think he really fits the team, but that is a guy that's out there. I mentioned Haywood Highsmith. But yeah, those are a few other names. Also, I saw from someone, I don't know if this is from like a story that someone wrote, but someone I just saw say on the timeline is supposedly OKC offered 3 years, $70 million to Hartenstein yesterday and he declined. So the Thunder upped their offer throughout the night, apparently, is what the how the transaction went down.
Yeah.
So,
while on the plane. Thank God the plane had Wi-Fi.
Yeah, thank goodness. I think that kind of makes sense because I have a feeling Hartenstein wanted to go to New York.
Yeah.
I think that was even reported.
I think it was Fred Katz who said that they wanted to, or that it was a really hard decision for him, but that the Thunder offering the more money while still being able to compete for a title is what convinced him to go to Oklahoma City. But that he really did want to stay in New York. And that, I mean, again, that's why you got to pay that type of money.
Yeah. And a small market team, you got to probably pay a little bit more too. So
yeah, to take a free agent from New York City to Oklahoma City, you got to pay up a little bit.
Yeah, that we knew that. We've always known that as Thunder fans, like you got to pay a little bit more. And the fact that we are, I mean, being number one in the West and having so much potential and growth, like that really factored in too. So a great job by Presti all around. I wanted to bring it up earlier. I guess we're kind of talking about it. Oh, wrong one. Sorry. Jeffrey in the chat said, don't get me wrong, I like the move, but the signing just crippled us for the rest of the offseason throughout the year. I don't know if that's true. For one, like this is like the ideal signing. I don't know why.
Crippled is such a weird word right there. Like
it's a little extreme. It obviously limits us. Like you can't go and get, you know, like Klay Thompson, not that we would, but like that's off the table. But you're not completely locked up. We've just thrown out a bunch of guys that you can still get. I love Caleb Martin, by the way. I think that would be my 1-1 in guys we could get.
Yeah. I think that's a good range for him too. I think $8 million makes sense for Caleb Martin.
Yeah.
When we take a look at what Derek Jones Jr. and like Najee Marshall were getting, I feel like he's in that similar range, a little bit below them. And DJJ got 10 mil, Najee Marshall got 9. I think you could fit Caleb Martin into that $8 million theoretically pretty easily. So,
Or as far as team building, you can save that for next season.
That's true. Yeah. You can also save money.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You know, potentially use something throughout the season itself too, if you make any additions throughout the year, you know, kind of feel it out. So if they don't do anything, it's not necessarily the end of the world. But it is something that's interesting to keep in mind.
Average fan says Sadiq Bey. I haven't thought about Sadiq.
He's got a torn ACL.
Yeah, so, he's out for the season. I mean, let's just add that to the roster of torn ACLs on this team.
Yeah, man,
what a time to be a Thunder fan, am I right?
Heck yeah.
What a time.
Hell yeah. I also think, going back to that other comment we talked about, the being locked, crippled, and whatever, I think it's going to be interesting with the minute distribution we were talking about. I think by trade deadline, we might end up seeing that, I mean, not to throw Dort under the bus, but like, Dort or somebody doesn't really mesh as well in this new lineup with Hartenstein and the rotations we're putting out. And then it's like, then it might be a little bit more clear by then. This is, you know, this isn't working. We can package this for, you know, ideally Laurie or whoever we're going for. And so you still end with the picks and all of that. You still have a lot of flexibility in the trade deadline, what you can do there too. So we're definitely not, you know, locked into this roster.
You know, it really makes things interesting. Could Lowry be on the move? Because the Jazz, while we were streaming, signed Drew Eubanks. Could he be the Lowry marketing?
Oh, whoa. Probably. If I'm being honest,
I think that's exactly what Danny Ainge was thinking. He's like, I'm trading Lowry to OKC. I got to get me some Drew Eubanks.
So. I got to get me another big man. And they're like, Big Drew.
Oh, we have a special guest who is joining us.
Oh, what?
It's super early on the West Coast too, so I am surprised.
Wow.
Steve is here. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I'm in the car. What? Do I sound like I'm in the car?
Yeah.
No.
We do our best podcast. We do our best podcasting when somebody is in the car.
We do. Alex would know.
Yeah. This is my first time, I think, joining Pod without my legit microphone, so I'm sorry to anybody that bothers. Just had to dip in and say how excited I am. Isn't this great? We got a player for free. This is a thing you can do.
Yeah, we just learned
for free.
Dolan, it's called free agency.
What?
It's new.
Oh, that's what it means.
They added, yeah, it's a new thing they added to the NBA. I think
that's pretty nice.
Crazy. I thought you had to like give things up to get good players. You can just
apparently you can just sign other teams' players.
I can't believe
that's
it.
That's awesome. I love that.
Apparently you just throw a whole bunch of money at them and they have to accept it.
Yeah.
Steve, what are your thoughts on like how the Hartenstein is gonna fit this roster? Like what are your initial thoughts just besides awesome?
Awesome, but I wouldn't be shocked if he comes off the bench still. I guess I wouldn't be shocked if he starts either. It depends if that was like a sticking point in negotiations. I guess the way I kind of assume this went is they offered him 25 and he talked to New York and said, actually, I think I'd just rather take their 17. And then they were like, okay, 29.
That's what Tony was saying.
If at any point in the conversation he was like, and I need to start, then he'll start. But if he wasn't, then he won't. But yeah. I think regardless, he'll probably play like 25 minutes and play some with Chet and some without Chet. So I think it'll be great. I think I just posted a screenshot that he and Caruso were both in the top five of defensive EPM last season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, we're going to have elite defense on the court at all times. I think the fit's awesome, and I don't care about the money. And actually, yeah. I think it's even a little bit more money than it looks like, because it's Stefan Bondi posted that it's front-loaded.
Yeah, we put that up
Which actually just means, since that third year is non-guaranteed and they probably expect that third year not to happen, really all that means is they gave him more money in the first year.
Mm.
So that's as actually our, better for him.
as our professional finance guy on the podcast, what are you thinking as in terms of the cap space and like roster moves we can still do from here? We were talking about some, you know, we have like 8 million somewhere in that ballpark to do with the mid-level exception. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think you lose your exceptions when you use cap space for anything. So I don't think they'll have it since they signed Hartenstein with cap space. I think they're done, honestly. Yeah. I think that's it for the offseason.
I think we still have an exception because we're not a tax team. We're over the salary cap, but I don't think we're not a tax team.
I know, but you have to renounce your exceptions to use cap space.
That's right.
Interesting. So this is why we have Steve. Okay. Good to know. So yeah, probably the end. It would be nice to get another, but still, that's okay.
Excellent offseason. Added Caruso in place of Giddy, shoring up that spot. Basically just upgraded Giddy and J. Will, essentially.
Yeah.
Lockdown Wiggins points. And Joe long term, saving like, I did the math, it's something like $5 million in the future years when we need the money. Could be more if those contracts are declining too, but it's at least $5 million. So just a great offseason, locking down the necessary pieces and then adding to it. Couldn't be happier.
Fantastic. Presti does it again. Great stuff.
I've never been more back, man.
I hate to just come in and monologue and dip, but I don't want to mess up your audio quality. So I'll listen to you guys off stream.
Yeah, I mean, you sound fine. You're welcome to stay if you want. But
yeah, I mean, how much more do we have? I guess like
I don't know. Yeah, this is mostly just a reaction stream, so I don't know how much we can break it down for you. We're also going to be on here Tuesday anyway, so
we got a comment. The pod hosts need to thank Dolan for forcing iHeart's hand. If Steve doesn't throw out that tweet asking him not to respond, we wouldn't have him.
Great point, Modengi. Modenga.
Yeah, had to pressure him into the reveal. This could have taken until January 6th if he didn't have that hanging out there, you know.
January 6th, yeah, that would have been a long time.
I earlier in the offseason I put out a tweet talking about how beautiful Oklahoma City was with, you know, a couple just nice pictures of beaches and mountains canal, like all the stuff you typically see in OKC. So I'm hoping he saw that and was somewhat influenced by the beautiful scenery that you can see outside of any Brahms in Oklahoma City, of course.
It's everywhere.
Can I just mention, I think Fred Katz sneaky reported this last night.
I saw what you were saying. The fact that he was I don't remember how he worded the tweet exactly, but it was.
I've got it pulled up. So somebody said he needs to be an old timey reporter with a big camera and an overcoat because he said something vaguely old timey, and his response in a quote tweet was, "Applesauce. I telegrammed the boss and heard the big cheese is on the move, getting all the clients." So he's saying that a big person is on the move because he got a lot of money. And I think like he actually was tongue in cheek, like saying this is a funny report that nobody's going to take seriously.
Yeah,
it seemed like that. We did see. I don't know if it was an article or something. I saw someone say this on the timeline. I'm not sure where it came from necessarily. But that, Dolan, what you were mentioning is true. That the Thunder gave it was like 3 years, like $72 million or something like that, and he said no like, or he said no, and the Thunder came back to him or continued to negotiate throughout the night with that bigger deal to kind of get him to leave New York, because apparently he was torn between the two. So,
and I get it. New York's famously cool city.
As someone who's
the Knicks are hella fun, right? The Knicks are awesome and fun and haven't been good in a long time. I'm sure it's just crazy fun to be a part of that team. So, like, we had to overpay to get him. I don't care. It's not going to be in the way of anything. I hope he's happy. I hope it's enough to make him happy. And this team's going to be awesome.
Make me happy.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Josh Hart tweeted out, "I hate you," I think, or something like that, to Isaiah Hartenstein as a joke.
He said, "I hate you." Get that. I like that bag, heart, though, or get that bag.
Heart to heart, hate.
Man, he does it again. Look at him, even in the car.
Let him cook. Let him cook. All right, yeah, boys, I'm fired up. Just a great day to be a Thunder fan in general. We're coming for that championship 2025.
Clippers picks got more valuable. We got the biggest free agency in team history. Wiggins and Joe are here for the long term. This day, I don't think could have physically gone better for Oklahoma City.
We got a preemptive acquisition for next year, and Nikola Topic.
Yeah,
we're gonna Clippers are gonna tank, and we're gonna get Cooper Flagg, and we're just gonna
Cooper Flagg and Cam Boozer in 26, and I don't know who the hell is in 27, but
how are we gonna carve out rotation minutes for Cooper Flagg with Hartenstein in? Was this a mistake?
Cooper Flagg could go in the G League. It's okay, he'll be fine. We're gonna start a dynasty with the blue.
It's like Sam Presti. It's like Sam Presti says. We'll bring him into camp and sort it out there.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. Right,
it's time.
Trey Flory, get Cooper Flagg. We're cooking. So. That's the way it's going to go. But yeah, great day. Thank you for everyone. I mean, this might be the most views we've had live, even after the debacle where we had to shut off the stream and come back. We still got a bunch of people back. So thank you if you rejoined.
I got a big prediction.
Okay.
For the next 3 years, we're going to be the first team to ever win a championship and get the number one pick in the next subsequent draft.
it's going to be the Jesse Pinkman. He can't keep getting away with it over and over and over every single year.
Hopefully we find a way to keep getting away with it, man. The vision is coming to fruition of the Thunder becoming a stacked roster and still having great draft picks going forward. Like, this was always, wow, what if that happened?
This is what we waited for when we were having to go through the Vic Krejci, like, starting lineup rotations.
Georges Kalaxakis.
Yeah, those graphics Simpson. You always see. Well, like, this is what it's all been for.
Jalen Ward. Perron, Jalen,
Poku and Josh Hall going off against the Clippers in that last game of the season to take us down a lottery spot. Man,
this is what it's all for.
Shout out to all the Thunder legends along the way that got us to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Love y'all.
There's a lot of them.
Appreciate
them all. All right. Well, I'm not sure if this is going to be a podcast because we're going to be on tomorrow too. It might be. I'll talk to Dylan. I might edit it and put it out. But. Thank you again to everyone who listened. We will be back tomorrow at our normal time.
Stream was popping today.
Yeah, appreciate
great stream.
It.
I love it. I think we were the first Thunder stream on, so we got
keep that energy, baby, throughout the offseason.
Yep, we love
it. On, keep it throughout the offseason, throughout the title run next year. We'll see you all at the parade. It'll be great.
Yep.
Having Brahms burgers, it's going to be a fun time.
If we have the parade, I'm buying everyone a Brahms burger.
Let's go. That's a promise.
Don't hold me to that. It's a promise.
Bag of burgers, $6.25 for everybody.
Really? Yeah, that's the cone promise.
The promise.
Yep.
If the Thunder win the championship, Dolan will be at the parade.
That's confirmed.
Putting You've that down right.
That
now.
Is confirmed. Wow, Steve, thank you.
Awesome, Dolan.
Heard it from Dolan himself, Alex Roy. Wow. His agent.
I'll come. I'll come for
Alex
that.
Per Steve. Alex Per Steve confirmed. Everyone feels great. All right. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always, please
Thunder up.
Thunder up more than
thunder
ever.
Thunder up.
More than ever, man. Thunder up, baby.
You're the F.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.